Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to thriving in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with no finish line? Like there's this constant pressure to be perfect, to have it all figured out, to never show weakness? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion and acceptance. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, we make mistakes, and sometimes, even with our best intentions, things don't go as planned. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? Not exactly. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that everyone struggles, we all mess up, and that's okay. It's not about letting ourselves off the hook or ignoring our shortcomings, it's about meeting ourselves where we are with empathy and a willingness to learn and grow. So, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Notice your inner critic. We all have that voice inside our heads that can be pretty harsh, right? That inner critic constantly pointing out flaws, highlighting mistakes, and making us feel inadequate. The first step is to simply become aware of this inner chatter. Pay attention to the negative thoughts and judgments you have about yourself. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you're aware of those critical voices, don't just let them run rampant. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those harsh self-criticisms are based on unrealistic expectations or past experiences that no longer serve us. 3. Practice self-kindness. Now, this doesn't mean indulging in every whim or treating yourself like royalty, although, you deserve a little pampering now and then. Self-kindness is about treating yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. It's about offering yourself words of comfort and encouragement when things get tough, just like you would for a friend going through a similar situation. 4. Remember you're not alone. This one is super important. We all make mistakes, we all have insecurities, and we all face challenges. Knowing that you're not alone in this journey can be incredibly empowering. Connect with others who understand what you're going through. Join a support group. Talk to a trusted friend, or even just read stories from people who've shared their own struggles and triumphs. 5. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in focusing on our shortcomings, but it's equally important to celebrate our achievements, no matter how small they may seem. Give yourself credit for the things you've accomplished, acknowledge your strengths, and allow yourself to feel proud of who you are and all that you've overcome. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you made a mistake at work, didn't meet a personal goal, or felt like you weren't good enough. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of berating yourself, could you have offered yourself some kindness and understanding? Could you have acknowledged your effort, even if the outcome wasn't what you hoped for? Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are worth it. Increased resilience, improved mental well-being, and a deeper sense of connection with yourself and others. So, start treating yourself with the same love and kindness you would offer to a dear friend. You deserve it. Let me know in the comments how you plan to incorporate more self-compassion into your life this week. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even just a simple, "I'm trying." Every little step counts. And remember, we're all in this together. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and let's keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.